Hey guys, what's up? It's A Hero for Epileptics. I am your host as usual, Michelle Fiacco, co-founder of A Hero for Epileptics. My husband is actually resting right now, I would like him to get on some more of the podcasts, especially this month. November is Epilepsy Awareness Month, which is a pretty big month. It's kind of interesting this year. We haven't done as much as we've done in the past years for Here for Epileptics with everything going on, craziness. We moved. I've been working from home and, you know, things have been a little weird. Brendan's been going to the doctor pretty much every 4 to 6 weeks to have the RNS device in his head checked. So we are staying on top of that. But otherwise, things have been kind of weird. I think we're all in kind of a space where we're feeling, you know, at times depressed or down, or for me, sometimes I feel claustrophobic because I'm home more and missing being in the city working and things like that. Even though I'm pretty much working a full schedule, I do miss that whole like hustle and bustle travel, you know, being home. You know, I wake up, I kind of have a routine, get myself together, wake up Bruno, get him together, and then he kind of watches the news and keeps himself busy while I'm working. And then I only, you know, we try to have breakfast and lunch together at least when we can. You know, sometimes I have to rush, make him something quick, and get back to work or jump on a meeting or something like that. So, and a lot of Zoom calls, I know we all, or for the most part, we do not really love the whole video conferencing thing, but at least you can see some of your coworkers, even if you're not like right near each other. You know, you can't just slide your chair over and be like, oh, hey, let me ask you a quick question. It's harder, but we've been utilizing Zoom a lot. Microsoft Teams has been helpful because it has like kind of like that chat feature, which reminds me of AOL. You know, so that's been really helpful to just kind of keep projects moving. So, you know, things like that have helped, but it's still not the same as like a face-to-face kind of thing, or you can just like kind of turn to someone or kind of have like a quick 10-minute powwow kind of meeting. And in the way of A Hero for Epileptics, we've been a little slower because of Bruno's medical stuff and then moving and just trying to navigate how things are going. Plus, we don't want to be too, you know, I'm posting things when I can. I've been so much more busy at work. So I'm trying to post as much as I can, social media wise, video, podcasts, everything else. But with everything going on, we're trying to make sure that our, you know, that my work stuff is pretty much, you know, top priority, because we have a lot of members who have medical conditions. So we're trying to make sure they understand what's happening with themselves and COVID and why it's important to be members and things like that. So that's kind of where I've been, my time's mostly been, but I'm trying to get back into stuff with the Hero for Epileptics because the year end's coming, you know, Giving Tuesday's coming, then it's all year end fundraising and stuff like that. So just to prepare ourselves for 2021. And be positive. So that's one thing that I want to mention. Just be positive. I know with the election and it's like back and forth and all these crazy things, you just got to try to be as positive as you can. And hopefully everything will work out with that and COVID, and we'll kind of move hopefully into a really positive direction with everything, and get to the next step, because I think that's going to be really important. But also be in a good mindset, because I feel like there's a lot of stuff up in the air now, and that kind of hurts people because it's not like we don't have a set schedule or a set way. So it's kind of like a lot of unknowns, uncharted territory. You know, the last pandemic was what, 100 years ago? So, you know, none of us have ever been through anything like this for the most part. So it's different, but we also have to look at the positives. Like, at least for the most part, we have good homes, you know, Wi-Fi, so we can go on the internet, you can work from home more or less than, you know, 100 years ago, stuff like that. But if you do have an environment where maybe there's, you know, abuse, or it's not a happy environment that you're stuck in during COVID, you know, reach out to some sites and numbers that can help you. I don't know any offhand, but if it's a quick Google search, if you need help, especially if you have a medical condition, you don't want to be stuck with, and you know, family or friends or people that might be hurting you or making you feel bad and things like that. You know, I'm lucky because it's just Bruno and I, we don't have to worry about children going to school and things like that. I have friends that have kids that are working from home with them, schooling while they're working, which is really hard because it's not an easy thing to do, you know, when you're trying to work a full-time job. Now, I work full-time and I just have to help Bruno with very minor things, but it's not like an all-day thing. So I don't know how people get other stuff done with kids. And, you know, one of my friends has like 3 kids. It's very hard and they're all pretty much like 6 and under. So it's a lot. You know, I feel for people, and also I feel for parents who have to be in the classroom, teachers that have to be in the classroom or have to be at home with their kids on Zoom, and they can't really go, you know, they can't leave that environment. So it's rough. You know, there's COVID and things, you know, everything that's happening. It's scary and there's a lot of uncertainty. So I you know, we just have to try to be positive. So like I said, I'm glad Bruno's with me, because even though I'm working from home, I don't like working from home, but with his epilepsy and he had surgery in January, you know, he's still recovering. So he takes it slow. You know, and his major goal is to just stay healthy, and stay good. So that's what I told him his main focus should be. And then he does some little things here and there to, you know, keep himself busy and stuff. So, you know, that's what I told him. That's his goal. And he's happy that he's with me because it's a less stressful environment for him than being at his parents' house where he had a care worker, you know, helping him, but she wasn't, you know, she was good, but you know, he's also not 100% comfortable and things like that. And then there's, you know, there's his whole family's there, his parents, his grandmother, you know, everyone, you know, it's not really quiet. So sometimes there's stress if there's yelling, you know, not yelling, but talking loud and things like that. So, you know, it's a different world. So it's just a matter of, you know, staying positive and being good in that sense. So he is right now, I hear him as I'm talking to you guys, he's having a small issue in his sleep. You know, epileptics are more likely to have seizures in their sleep, especially at night. We found out from his RNS report, from the brain scans, that he does have a lot of seizures in his sleep, even though I don't see it, but it happens when he's sleeping. So when he wakes up, if he's tired, that could mean that he had maybe more seizures that night. So we just have to be aware of that. So they have the setting change so that they can track those seizures more. He's having seizures now, kind of track to see what's happening with those and how we can kind of stop them